Okay, big news in college football in the month of October as the organizers of the new college football committee announced its 13 members, including former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Rice's selection, however, came as a bit of a surprise to many as she is the sole female on the committee. So joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loans Studios, we have extended an invitation to Christine Brennan of USA Today. She is a national sports columnist. She is also a best-selling author. Welcome in, Christine. It's great to have you with us this weekend.
Oh, Elise, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, the roles of women in sports once again is up for discussion, and this is definitely a hot topic we wanted you to weigh in on and get your thoughts. What did you think about how everything unfolded, and were you surprised by the reaction and just the wave of backlash and the controversy?
Especially regarding Condoleezza Rice. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what century are we in here? You know, an ESPN analyst said he didn't think there should be any women on this committee. I mean, this is a committee that's picking four teams to play in the college football playoff system starting a season from now, as you know, and your listeners know. I mean, you know, this is not rocket science, first of all. Secondly, you want women and girls to care. You want them to watch. There should be much more than one woman on this committee. There should be two, three, four. The idea that only guys can do this is preposterous, and it's such an archaic notion. And of course, if that analyst who was complaining about a woman, if he'd complained about, say, Condoleezza Rice's skin color, he would have been fired. So sexism is apparently alive and well, which is a shame and which is so detrimental to the country. And having said that, Condoleezza Rice blew it off. Obviously, she's dealt with far worse characters than some goofy ESPN analyst. And obviously representing our country beautifully as Secretary of State. So, and also, let's keep in mind, I guess, the other fact that the woman has credentials to be on the committee big time. Provost at Stanford hired two football coaches, including Ty Willingham. Danny Green was the other. I dare say that there are people on the committee who've made far worse hires for football than Condoleezza Rice when she was hiring those football coaches. She knows the game. She deserves to be on the committee. And anything else that's less than that, at least in my mind, is nonsense. And there should be more women. It shouldn't just be Condoleezza Rice.
Christine Brennan is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, USA Today's national sports columnist. And, of course, you're talking about that ESPN analyst and commentator that, of course, is David Pollack, but also former head coach of Auburn, Pat Dye. I mean, he really slammed Condoleezza, saying that she had no business being on the committee. I mean, like you said, I mean, is this really the 21st century? And my other point is that I think it's very important, Christine, to have a diverse group of so many different experiences and what she brings to the table and what she's going to be able to bring to this dynamic.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we're not talking about rocket science. Right now, if they were picking the four, it would be maybe you'd have an argument with the fourth spot if it were this year, right? This is, and I'm saying Condoleezza Rice is probably smarter than anybody else on the panel. Certainly has the resume to beat anyone else on the panel. You put all those resumes together of all the other committee members,
sure.
And Condoleezza Rice is better, just, you know, as her own against everybody else. So it is just a ludicrous argument, and frankly, you know, to spend time talking about it only allows these clowns to get their way, I guess. Pat Dye, I mean, I didn't even know, I didn't know where he was. I haven't thought of Pat Dye in years, so I guess he wanted his couple minutes of fame. You know, Condoleezza Rice grew up as an Alabama fan. He, of course, was the Auburn coach. Could that be part of it? I don't know. But this is nonsense, and it's ridiculous. And any girls listening to us right now, you can do anything. Pay no attention to this nonsense. These guys are trying to hold on to the last vestige of something or other. I have no idea what it is. I have no idea what they're afraid of, because women and girls only bring viewers, more viewers. That's your untapped market. That's your growth industry in the sport. And again, there should be more than one woman. There are women athletic directors. There are all kinds of people that could have been picked. You don't have to have played the game. Three members of the committee did not play the game, not just Condoleezza Rice, but two others, including my former colleague at USA Today, Steve Weber, who
That's
knows
right.
the game very well. And in fact, you can make a case that having athletic directors on there right now will create incredible conflicts of interest that I think it would be better if you didn't have them on there. So again, another positive for Condoleezza Rice. There's so many positives, I don't even know where to end, except to say again, this is ludicrous in 2013, that men are saying these things, and we are giving them 1 ounce of credence. There should be absolutely no stock put in anything these guys are saying. I guess they're angry guys. I have no idea why they're saying this, but the world has certainly passed them by.
Christine, I want to take this on a personal level with yourself because you have been an award-winning sports journalist. You've been a trailblazer in our business, someone that I definitely look up to. I mean, can you identify, can you relate with some of the gender discrimination that we're hearing with Condoleezza?
Yeah, I guess. Although, again, I mean, my career is so wonderful, and I am so lucky to be doing what I love that I don't even give that a second thought. So, again, you know, this topic to me is, again, something that I don't even want to, you know, focus on. Of course, you know, happy to answer your question, but sure. I mean, there are hateful people out there that I guess don't want women to succeed. Thankfully, my father was not one of them. He was my own personal Title IX, a rock rib Republican, although I stress liberal Republican, who also was the biggest feminist I knew. Stereotypes went out the window at our house very quickly. And so even before Title IX, who was encouraging me to love and play sports and taking me to games. And so my whole, every part of my life has had men who are forward-thinking and want women to succeed. From my father, to teachers, professors, advisors, and then all my editors, sports editors, all were men until now. Mary Byrne is our sports editor at USA Today, of course, a woman now. Again, welcome to the world, boys. You know, those of you who don't like it, this is what it looks like now. You, biggest sports section in the country, sports editor is a woman. And the national columnist is a woman. That's me. So anyway, I just don't understand that mindset. But I've been so fortunate to not have any of these kind of clowns be around me in terms of making decisions. The opposite. I've had wonderful men. Paul Anger at the Miami Herald, George Solomon at the Washington Post, Monty Laurel at USA Today, Jim Welch at USA Today. These are the men who are leading us into the next century. And these, again, very minimal, minor voices out there, I don't even give that, again, a second thought. And only because you're asking me, am I even talking about them?
Christine Brennan is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, USA Today, national sports columnist. And you were talking about the Miami Herald because only at the age of 22, you became the first female sports writer. And in 85, you were the first woman to cover the Washington Redskins as a staff writer with the Washington Post. And you talked about just the wonderful colleagues that you've had the opportunity to work with throughout the years, how they've embraced you, how they've supported you. But what were those early days as a female journalist? I mean, was it easy? I mean, were the coaches like that as well? I mean, did you have some areas you had to overcome?
I think there certainly was some of that. Again, we're talking, ancient history. You know, there were no cell phones, there were no DVRs. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, there was no, I guess ESPN had started, but it must sound like Rutherford B. Hayes was president. And so, yes, in the 80s, sure, in the early 80s, there were some issues. But locker room access, the opportunity to do your job. Of course, there were women around the country then who were not allowed in locker rooms, were standing outside in loading docks as the male reporters went in those locker rooms. But again, this is so long ago, and I don't want anyone to think this is an issue now. The NFL was the last of the four major leagues to have equal access for female reporters, and that was 1985. That is a lifetime ago. And since then, of course, all locker rooms have been equal access. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, all of them. The NFL was the last of the four. The others had done it before then. So, no, things are fine and great now. I don't go into locker rooms that much anymore just because I'm a columnist, so I'm usually pontificating on issues and ideas like the Russia anti-gay law that I wrote about this week for USA Today,
right.
A terrible law. And but when I, you know, covering the Olympics, there's no locker rooms because, of course, of the threat of security, we're all interviewing them together. So the good news is things are great. There's over 1,000 women covering sports in our country now. We have the Association for Women in Sports Media, scholarship internship program that I started when I was the first president back in 89-90. And we've honored over 130 women over those 20 years. So things are terrific. And it's a wonderful opportunity for women and girls to be in this terrific profession.
Christine Brennan is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And speaking of your column with USA Today, I thought you wrote a wonderful piece about Condoleezza Rice's childhood and that it was tougher than a playoff gig. What insight can you provide and share with the listeners this weekend?
Well, when I got a chance to talk to Condoleezza Rice, she was, I met her and we know each other. And so, yeah, she was great to spend some time with me a couple weeks ago to talk about all the furor over this committee. And, of course, class act all the way. And, yes, you know, she grew up just loving sports as, with her dad, just like I did. And so we had a lot in common, even though we're a few years apart. She's a couple years ahead of me. And, of course, I was growing up in Northern Ohio and going to Michigan games, and she was going to Alabama games. But the interesting thing that I had not realized was that when she was a little girl, a younger girl, she could not go to games, nor could her dad, because of racism. Those were segregated games, and African Americans were not allowed to go to Alabama games. And she remembers the first time she went to one once the color barrier was broken. So there's another example of groundbreaking that Condoleezza Rice has done. You know, what a hero she is, not just to girls and women, but to people of color and to all of us, you know, anyone that looked at her story, which is really the story of America. And as she told me afterwards, she was pleased with the column, she said, because she had a chance to tell that story about her dad taking her to games, but that they couldn't go for several years because the color barrier segregation had not yet been ended. And that's tragic for our country, but again, it shows the staying power of Condoleezza Rice and what a stalwart figure she is and what a hero she is in history, not just in sports, which makes the argument about her involving sports so preposterous. When you've been in the trenches with Saddam, I think you can handle a couple decisions involving a college football playoff.
Well, she's very passionate about the game of football. She certainly knows the sport. She really is. What I took away from that article, too, is that she's a student of the game. I mean, she lives it. She loves it. She gets up on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. She goes and works out, and she's watching ESPN. She's watching those games all throughout the day. She really is a student of the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? Where I said, what's your Saturday like? And she just, you know, she gets up at 6 a.m. California time, turns on game day on ESPN, works out, and then starts watching the early games, which can be ACC or Big Ten, and then just goes right through the day. And assuming she's, you know, in California, then she goes to the Stanford game whenever that is, comes home, catches anything at night. If there, you know, any late games, if Stanford is not playing at night, she'll catch those late games. And then watches the college final show, and then she goes to sleep. So this is the ultimate football junkie. You're right, Elisa. And I think that makes it so much fun. That she, again, is a part of this committee because I know the people said, well, just because you watch football. No, she studies the game, and again, her history is provost at Stanford. She's retiring these people. So it's not just that this is a lark or a passion. This was her also her career doing the hiring for Stanford, which has a pretty good college football program and does it the right way academically, as my alma mater, Northwestern, does. And so many, many reasons to be pleased and to smile about Condi Rice being on that committee.
And I think one of her greatest assets is going to be her ability to make decisions under pressure. She's not going to waver.
Oh, exactly. And again, decisions under pressure, I mean, come on, people. You know, they're going to be deciding between a couple college football teams. I'm not minimizing, you know, but compare that world to her previous world. And then it's almost laughable that anyone was concerned about it. But yeah, she will make great decisions under pressure, no doubt about it. And she won't have to be leaving the room the way these ADs will from Wisconsin and Arkansas and Clemson. I know these guys, they're good guys, but, you know, when you've got athletic structures and you're going to have conflicts of interest that far exceed anything, any concerns about someone like Condoleezza Rice. So the ultimate decision will be, I think, conflict with athletic directors who are serving their universities, but also on this committee.
We're getting ready to wrap up our interview at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with the great Christine Brennan of USA Today. Christine, tell all of our listeners where they can follow you on Twitter. And I want to give a plug. You know, you were talking about Condoleezza Rice, her relationship with her father and with football. It was that shared bond. It was the same true with you and your father. And you wrote a wonderful book. It is in my library. It's one of my favorite books, The Best Seat in the House, A Father, A Daughter, A Journey Through Sports. Give a quick plug for that, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's my father. It's now been gone 10 years, but I think of him every day, probably thought it him five times as we've been talking, his life lessons. And that's the book, Best Seat in the House, and people can find it on Amazon and through my website, which is ChristineBrennan.com. And thank you. He was such a great, wonderful, forward-thinking man and just so smart. I was so lucky, as my siblings were, to be his daughter and, of course, with our mom as well. Just terrific. Childhood with them and life with them. And at C Brennan Sports is my Twitter account, at C. Brennan for Sinitial Last Name Sports, and also Facebook at C. Brennan Sports. And I put all my columns and all my TV work on Facebook and Twitter.
Always a pleasure, Christine. We love catching up with you. You always provide some great insight and very, very meaningful. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Lisa. Take
you
care.
Bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.